Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is all about It's a Wrap Wednesday with our special guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw for Who You Talking To Wednesday. That's right. We're doing this every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., but we're going to get started talking about matters that actually happen versus what you're being told. And if you don't remember, Reverend Frederick Shaw is the director for CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights. How you doing, Reverend Frederick? How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine today. And again, I thank you for this opportunity to come on your show and give the public information that they will probably get nowhere else unless they're connected with what we're doing at CCHR or following us through your show.
Thank you so, so much. We are so happy for you to be here and so happy to get this information out. So let's start here. This is something that everyone should take into consideration. This is why we have the fight. I'm going to go down a list, people, and this is going to be what the system has told you versus what you could actually have, okay? It says they will tell you when you are going to deal with the mental health care system and you get abused. They're going to tell you you have major depression when you actually have unreleased trauma. They'll tell you you're bipolar type 2. Actually have nutritional imbalances. They'll tell you you have agoraphobia when you actually are dealing with lack of purpose. They'll tell you you have social anxiety when you actually have or are dealing with a lack of nature. They'll tell you you have panic disorders when you're actually just dealing with a lack of boundaries. They'll also tell you you have avoidant personality disorder when you're actually dealing with a lack of community. They'll tell you you have PTSD when you're dealing with the mental health care system, when you're actually dealing with a lack of healthy coping tools. Or even they'll tell you you have impulse control disorder when you're actually really exceptionally creative. They'll also tell you you have disassociation or ADD when you're actually dealing with intuitive abilities. Now, I am one of those people that are a highly sensitive person, and I have special medical makeup, meaning I was born literally different. But I was told I have bipolar disorder when I actually have medical issues that are medical anomalies. Now, isn't that something? This is a mental health care system abusing people who are beautifully special. And you're going to go through that. You're going to not have an advocate in your place. But there is someone that will take that place and take up the mantle. And one of those people are Reverend Frederick Shaw. Can you tell us, Reverend Frederick Shaw, what actually is the issue when it comes to all these things and what people can actually do and start the process of healing and start the process of being identified with the right issue?
Well, I think more than anything else, you've laid out the groundwork for this. We're seeing normal human behavior based on the events that happen in a person's life, and they're being taken and labeled as mental disorders when they're actually the appropriate response for the condition that you're in. If you've grown up like some people have, unfortunately, in this country, with abusive parents and poverty and poor conditions where low self-esteem is pounded into you every day, the inability to be able to have what other people have is made apparent to you every single day. And then they label that as depression, but actually what it is, it's a sense of hopelessness. It's a sense of trauma maybe that has been unresolved. It's most of us carry with us from childhood to adulthood the issues that we could not get resolved. And that's why they call it unresolved trauma. And so, but it is not, again, something that needs to be drugged out of you or electroshocked out of you. It needs to be explored so that you can see that maybe, just maybe, the adults in your life put too much on you as a kid. And as a kid, you were unable to control your environment. So therefore, these mechanisms kick in, but they do not mean that you're mentally ill.
Correct. It's interesting how people deal with narcissistic parents who are abusive to their children, and then they're put and forced into the mental health care system, and then they're again abused by their parents because they want to check. So it's so many people who deal with things like this, along with the husbands, the abusive traditional husbands that take advantage of the wives and the kids and do the same thing. Now, I am so happy that I am in California, because once I found out so many different medical issues that I deal with and have had from dealing with different types of female issues that cause hormonal issues and things of that nature, to where it made me understand what's actually going on with my body, the seasons in my body. And so many women, unfortunately, as well as me dealing with being a women's advocate, have to deal with this. And this is something that has to be addressed. If it's not addressed, we're going to get more and more women that have to deal with just abuse of all kind. And I just don't believe that's fair. There's something that you can do about it. I deal with, we're going to have a show where we're talking about women's reproductive health. I deal with uterine Deldilphus, where I was blessed as a medical anomaly, and that can affect your health. I deal with being a highly sensitive person. On top of that, on top of other things, and so many women need to address these subjects. The children need to address these subjects, because if you're dealing with the things you're talking about, you're not going to get the help you need. So if you're under the sound of my voice and you're understanding what we're talking about, please feel free to call in, because this may be your moment of freedom. Dealing with different things through CCHR's help as an advocate, as a mental health care watchdog, could definitely set you free and not have to deal with the trappings of the mental health care system and its abuse. You can call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us your story, if it's a little too personal to talk about online, at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Reverend Richard Shaw, can you also tell them how to deal with in the process through CCHR and through you? Give them your personal information as well as your professional information so they can get in contact with you as well.
Well, first of all, I would say that for anyone that wants information, detailed instruction and data on this, you go to cchrint.org, cchrint.org, and then if they want to know more about what I'm doing and the task force that we have, and there's people, there's about over, right now I think we just hit 101 people who are on that task force nationwide. And if they would like to know more about it, then they can go to cchrtaskforce.org, cchrtaskforce.org, and you can get all of the articles, all of the information on what I'm doing. You can also contact me. Just go to Fred Shaw Jr., and then you can see a whole other side, and there's a link under humanitarian that will take you also to the CCHR task force information. And if you want to contact me personally about any of this, or you're in trouble or whatever, just email me at fshawjr@yahoo.com. fshawjr@yahoo.com.
We are so blessed to have you in place today. We're so thankful that you're there with the task force, Reverend Frederick Shaw, as long as someone is standing in the gap, a ram in the bush, there will be freedom. There will be help. There is history there on what's going on and what we're talking about. Someone has to take up the mantle, and Reverend Frederick Shaw has done just that. I'm so happy and proud to be a member of the Task Force Against Modern Day Eugenics and Racism. This is a life's purpose, people, because no one's going to help you unless you help yourself. So until next time, people, I want you to continue to follow us on all forms of social media, on Facebook under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, under Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and on Twitter under CM Studios. Like, follow, and share. And until next time, people, thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for being here. Until next time, we want you to simply be great.
God bless.